证明来帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Name Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of First Thessalonians.
今天晚上，第二章的道理。
Tonight we will start from chapter 2 to learn about the teaching.
昨天看了章的大纲啊，道理。
Yesterday we talked about the structure of the first chapter and about its content.
是保罗作为一个传道人，他是何等的感谢神的恩典，让帖撒罗尼迦教会可以在大患难中当中被进。
Especially, Paul is especially joyful in the sense that the Thessalonica church was able to be established even in persecution.
我们不但想能够站得住，还能够成为那地区的好榜样。
Not only were they able to stand firm in their faith, they were also to be a good example to other areas.
他们的生命也做了一个大转弯，本来他们在侍奉偶像的，现在他们变成来侍奉又真又活的神。
They had a complete change in their life. Originally, they worshipped idols, and now they worship their own true God.
他们过去是没有盼望的，但是现在在耶稣基督里面，他们等候救主从天再来。
And originally they were hopeless, but now they're waiting for the second coming of Christ.
因为当主耶稣再来的时候，他就是坐在审判的宝座上。
Because when Jesus comes again, he will be sitting on the judgment throne.
那跟他第一次来的时候，他的角色是不同的。
And it is his role in the second coming is very different from his first coming.
第一次，主耶稣道成肉身，他带来的充充满满的恩典和真理。
The first time he was word that became flesh, he came with grace and truth.
他把这个得救的信息向世人宣告。
And he proclaimed the salvation gospel to the whole world.
他也因着爱，他甘愿牺牲自己为我们在十字架上。
And he sacrificed himself for us because he loves us.
为我们的生命的赎价。来拯救世人脱离罪恶。
And he paid the price of sin, to die for us, so that we can be saved.
他也借着圣灵建设了教会。
And through the Holy Spirit, he also established the church.
现在凡听到他的福音，愿意相信的，就受洗归入耶稣基督下，成为神的儿女。
Those who heard the gospel and are willing to believe are baptized baptized into his name.
在当他这个救赎的计划进行之后满足的时候，他还要从天再来。
When the salvation plan is complete, he will come again.
再来的时候，他就是坐在宝座上了，不是降生在马槽里的。
And when he comes again, he will be sitting on his throne. He is no longer in a manger.
那时候就是最后大审判的日子。
That day will be the last day of judgment.
所以那个时候。能得救的就进被迎接那永远的国，作恶的最后就进那永远的刑罚里。
And on that day, those who do righteous will be in his heavenly eternal kingdom, but those who do evil will be eternally punished.
那到第二章接下去，是保罗他就以他自己做一个例子来说明个教会个福音是怎么建立的，是怎么传播。让更多人接受到这个得救的福音。
After Paul used himself as an example to describe how the gospel was first came about and how it was preached.
所以第二章基本上就是保罗他做一个传道人，他宣道牧养的模范。
Second chapter is basically Paul himself as a preacher. His example of pastoral work.
他是怎么样能够坚持要讨神喜悦的这一个一开始的动机？
How he can continue to hold fast to his first motivation of pleasing God.
那就算在患难当中，他都要完成神的托付，不会退缩。
Even in tribulation, he still continues to do the will of God, and he will not fear.
然后他就是非常忠心的在这个传。全备的福音。
He is very faithful in preaching the full gospel.
那他也 非常谨慎的保守自己，能够成为一个信徒可以效法的好榜样。
Carefully keeps himself so that he can be an example to the believers.
他自己对整个教会对弟兄姐妹，他的角色就像非常温柔的母亲，根本也像很会教导的父亲一样。
And to the believers, Paul's role is like a very loving mother and also a father that corrects them.
所以第二章从第一节到第十二节，你就看到这样一个主题。
From chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, you can see such a theme.
他现在要叫他是怎么样在道理上忠心。
Described how he was faithful in the gospel.
我们知道教会是建立跟工人是有很大的关系的。
We know that the establishment of the church has a direct relation to the workers.
帖撒罗尼迦教会他们之所以能够这么快速的发展，跟他们看到了当初到他们那里去传福音的这几位同工有关系，就是保罗、希拉跟提摩太。
The reason for such a rapid growth of the Thessalonica church has direct relation to the workers that they have seen in the beginning of their establishment.
就是第五节最后那里说，第五节一章第五节哈。
Which is recorded in chapter 1 verse 5.
这个福音传到你们那里啊，是包括我们，你们都知道我们在你们那里是为你们的缘故是怎么为人的。
For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but they know what kind of man they were.
对，这个传福音的人是很关键的。
So the preacher of the word is very important.
有时候我们常常会感觉到一个人，他如果很会讲，但是他不会去执行道理，根本是没有用。就我们很容易就说，那这个就像法利赛人一样的。
It's very easy to say that if a person can't preach but they don't do, then this person is like a Pharisee.
因为这个道理不是你都会讲的问题，而是我们是怎么活的，我们是不是把这个道理活出来的问题了。
It is true because it's no longer on how you say the word, but how you live out the word.
就好像很多知识啊，很多有学问的人，他可能脑筋里面哇满腹经纶呢。
And so, for those who are highly educated, they may be very, very knowledgeable.
但是生活就像白痴一样，不会照顾自己。
But in their life, they don't know how to take care of themselves.
不会去关心别人。
They don't know how to take care of others.
但是讲起学问又是头头是道。
But when they talk about knowledge, scholarly things, they know a lot.
但是在这个实际的生活层面就又不行。
But on the aspects of life, they can't.
那这样的一个人，他的生命所呈现出来的，你会羡慕吗？你会很想要跟他一样吗？不会。
Will you want to be like a person like this? No.
但是如果一个人他虽然没有什么很高深的学问。
But what if a person that does not have much education?
但是他就是很会做人。
But they know how to be a good person.
他对人很善良，很好。
They're very kind to others.
他又很正直。
And he's very just.
很圣洁。
And he's very holy.
他对神又很忠心。
And he's also very faithful to God.
那你就会一直记得他，是这样的人，你就会很羡慕。
Then you'll keep remembering him, and you'll also look up, be.
在教会里面，我们常常会听到许多年长的他们在怀念过去曾经有一些长辈，他们真的是忠心的仆人。
There are some workers in our church that remember the old workers, the elderly workers who were very faithful.
甚至是一些老弟兄老姐妹，他们也没有什么高深的圣经学问，就是在教会里面管理会堂，照顾神的家而已。
Or even the elderly brothers and sisters, they don't have much education, but they only stay in church and take care of God's house.
但是几十年过去了，他们可能已经离开这世上的工作，已经安息了好久了。曾经跟他们相处过的人都还会记得。
But after decades, they may have already passed and long gone, but then those who are on earth will still remember them.
记得有一对年长的老弟兄老姐妹。
I remember an elderly brother and sister.
当初我在的时候，他们是在照顾教会的。
When I was studying, they were the ones that were taking care of the church.
他们这两个，他们孩子都很有成就。
And the husband and wife, their children are very successful.
可是自从信主之后，他们就觉得住在神的家来做神的工很有价值。
But after believing in Christ, they felt that doing God's work is very valuable.
那如 如果在台南你就知道，台南教会那时候 有一对夫妻叫林伯、林银兄，他的夫妻两个都在看顾会堂。
And if you were in Tainan Church, then you will know that this brother, wife are
一起的两
个。No, both of them would take care of the church.
他们就住在教会啊。
And they just live at church.
他们把教会照顾得非常的好。
And they took care of the church very well.
他们年轻的学生啊，外出的，到教会去，他们饭给他吃的。
Those brothers and sisters who are from out of town or studying out of town, they would cook for them.
教会整理得干干净净哦。
They clean the church very spotlessly.
他对神的家是非常认真的。
They're very, very diligent.
如果所以他就负责锁门的。
And when they would be the last one to lock the door.
学生来了，如果这样子在教会里面没秩序，他就会管教他们说不可以这样子。
And when the students come to church and they are not orderly, they will rebuke them.
但是对这些同龄就很有爱心。
But to the brothers, brothers and sisters, they have a lot of love.
对慕道者来了也非常有爱心的来照顾他们。
And they also take care of the truth seekers very lovingly.
甚至有时候这个吃饭时间都留他们下来吃饭。
And when it's during meal time, they would ask them to stay.
那段时间教会很发展。
At that time, the church grew very.
他们已经过世差不多三十年。
They probably have already passed for around
10 years.
But I keep remembering the mode of their.
所以他们的为人就让人会很纪念。
Because of their being, I remember them.
但是他不是说他很会讲什么大道理，不会啊。
It is not that they are able to speak very.
但是实际上把这个道理行出来的。
Knowledgely, but rather they are able to do the work.
所以今天要传福音，其实最重要就是我们要把这个道理行出来。
Therefore, today when we're preaching, what is most important is that we're able to do the word.
第二章一开头的时候。
In the beginning of chapter two.
你看第一节哈。
Verse one.
请读第一节。
Verse one. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain.
第二节。
But even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict.
保罗他说我进到你们这里去不是突然的，他进去的是带着丰盛的恩典去的。
Paul went in not spitefully, but rather he went in to bring blessings.
所以他是从腓立比哈被逼迫，教会都逼迫，他们就。到其他去传福音，就来到了腓撒罗尼迦，把这个主耶稣基督很宝贵的救恩传给他们了。
Paul was persecuted at Philippi, and so then he went to Thessalonica to preach the gospel.
可是他们在腓立比受大逼迫的时候，他们也没有灰心气馁说，那就不要传了，赶回家吧。没有啊，继续。
And even when they were persecuted in Philippi, they did not become disheartened and stop preaching the gospel.
因为是受到这个圣灵的感动。带领来到了这个地方。
Because they were moved by the Holy Spirit and led to this place.
虽然遇到困难。
Though they were suffering.
他们一样是靠着圣灵去寻找这个传福音的机会的。
They still relied on the Holy Spirit to find opportunities.
所以第二节他才说，在大征战当中把神的福音传给你们的。
Right, and verse 2 it says that they were preach the gospel of God in much conflict.
因为保罗他经历过。主耶稣的拯救，他也遇到很多患难，在这个患难当中，神都是会照顾的，所以他很放心。
Because Paul experienced many sufferings and how God had protected him through those.
那他本身，他所讲的道理，他的劝勉是非常实际的，很真实的。
But what Paul had preached and his encouragements are very true.
所以第三节他就说我们的劝勉是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈的。
But in verse 3, it says that for our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanliness, nor was it in deceit.
他不是要去为自己着想，去得到什么好处了。
He was not thinking for himself to gain any benefits.
所以他的劝勉本身是要让教会能够真的在患难当中站立得住。
So his exhortation and encouragement is for the church to be able to stand in persecution.
所以在患难当中更需要信心。
And that's why in persecution we need faith even more.
那这个信心一定要从工人开始。
And this faith has to start from the workers.
如果工人没有信心，教会怎么会有信心？
If the workers do not have faith, then how can the people have faith?
就像今天，如果我们说有一件事情要祷告。
That's it. For example, we say to pray for a certain event.
我们教会的负责人本身没有信心祷告。
And the council members of our church do not pray.
弟兄姐妹怎么会祷告？
Then how will the brothers and sisters pray?
那我们怎么会真的会依靠神？
Then how will we be able to rely on God?
所以现在主耶稣他在教会设立各种不同的职份工人。
That's why when God established different people in different statuses or standings.
也就是说，这些神所呼召的工人本身都是要有信心的人。
These workers that God had called, they all have to have faith.
那他们是要真的是忠心的来建立教会。
And they have to establish the church faithfully.
而不是借着这个机会去为自己打算什么好处。
They should not use this opportunity to plan benefits for themselves.
如果是这样的话，那就不是神忠心的仆人，最后不会在这个侍奉路上走得远。
If this is the case, then they are not the faithful worker of God, and they won't be able to last long on this journey.
那个时候，其实在使徒那时候就很多的所谓的假师傅出现了。
That's why in the time of the apostles, there were many false prophets.
他们是要讨人喜欢的，所以就关心自己的肚腹嘛。
They wanted to gain the favor of people, and they only cared about their stomachs.
所以他们想要为自己打算得到很多好处。
They wanted to plan for themselves so that they can increase in their
benefits. 那当然要讲一些别人喜欢听的话。
And of course, they would say things that people like.
但是真的忠心的仆人不是这样的。
But a true faithful worker of God is not like this.
像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
他的劝勉本身是要让弟兄姐妹有信心。
That his exhortation is for the people, for the members to have faith.
那他自己本身也一定要有信心，就算环境恶劣，这个整个这些好像似乎大家都不会喜欢他的，但是他要对道理忠心，他要对主耶稣尽心的。
He has to have faith himself first, even though the conditions is very spiteful for him and he is persecuted.
因为他在帖撒罗尼迦其实有一些不信的人真的是很大力的在破坏他的。
Because when he was in Thessalonica, there are many people who are unbelieving persecuting him.
跟着他到哪里去？到了比利亚去，跟着去破坏。
And they even followed him to Berea.
那这些人都是那个。有权势的人呢、啊、
？And these people are people with authority.
一号召，很多人跟随。
When they call, many people will follow them.
但是保罗他就没有去说，那跟他们打好关系，讲一些好话让他们听。
But Paul did not say good words to them so that he could have a good relationship with them.
他用一个这样的态度来对付的。
Rather, he had this type of attitude.
第四节。
Verse four.
请读第四节。
Verse four. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts.
第五节。
Verse five. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness. God is witness.
那他这里特别提到说，他了解自己是被神验中了，是福音的使者。
He knew here in verse 4 it says that he knew that he is entrusted with the gospel and he is the one who speaks.
那他已经被托付这个福音了，他就要照样讲。
He is approved by God and because he's entrusted with the gospel, he has to speak.
他是要讨神的喜欢的。
He has to be pleasing to God.
他要愿意顺服这个真理的。
He is the one that is willing to follow according to the truth.
所以这些道理是他传的，他本身也相信，他也是这样在生活。
He preached the gospel, he himself also believes in it, and he also lives by it.
所以我们看，保罗他在传福音的时候，他甚至过了一个很简单的生活。
When Paul was preaching the gospel, he lived a very simple life.
他这里特别提到第五节，特别提到说哈，他在心里面没有藏着贪心呢。
Verse five, he says that he does not have any covetousness.
也就是说，他并不会想要借机会。为自己获得什么好处
？Which means that he would not use this opportunity to gain benefits for himself.
甚至有时候，就算他的权力，他都为了福音的缘故把它放弃。
And even sometimes, because of the sake of the gospel, he would let go of his rights.
所以他在神面前呢、啊，就到说，其实他有任何的不足，主耶稣都会跟他补足。
He knows that before God, if he has anything that is lacking, God will provide for him.
这就是信心，相信神会照顾。
This is faith, knowing that God will take care of you.
为了建立教会，为了弟兄姐妹的这个信仰，他宁可放弃，就像他在哥林多教会所说的一样。
For the sake of establishing the church and for the faith of the believers, he is willing to let go of his rights, like in Corinth.
那这个就是你看他对道理忠心的真正的表现。
And this is a true example of being faithful to the gospel.
讨神喜欢, 哦,
he is pleasing, seeking the
pleasing. 那个表现是什么?
What is his actions?
如果我们看第四节,
we read verse 4.
讨神喜欢一定是照样讲, 照福音讲。
In order to please God, he is speaking according to the gospel.
他不会去把这个福音改变的。
He would not change the gospel.
这个, 他从主领受是什么，他就讲什么。
What he has received from God, he will say the words.
今天有些道理啊, 有人就说, 就随便你解, 看你们解, 怎么解释都可以。
And some people say that whatever, you can explain it however you like.
就好像今天很多基督徒都在读圣经啊。
Just like today, there are many Christians reading the Bible.
一样读同一本圣经。
And they read the exact same Bible.
奇怪了, 我们看的这个道理, 看的就可能不太一样。
But strangely enough, the gospel that we receive is very different from them.
为什么?
Why?
因为圣经一本啊, 随便你解释。
Because there's only one Bible, and you can explain it however way you want.
那他也可以以经解经, 他也可以用其他圣经的经解去证明说, 哦, 我这样讲是圣经的话。
And they can also use words in the Bible to explain different words in the Bible.
但其实真正的圣经的原意, 主耶稣到底在讲什么, 神到底要告诉我们世人什么, 这个要搞清楚。
But we have to make sure, be clear on what Jesus is actually telling us, what God is telling us.
有时候人是断章取义，取一节断出来，然后就说是这样子，是不是？
Sometimes people take things out of context and say that this phrase is saying that.
为了要让这个事情好像比较容易一点。
They wanted to make matters a lot easier.
就好像比如说今天要洗礼。
For example, they need to be baptized.
如果你看使徒他的教训。
If you look at the teachings of the apostles,
看主耶稣的榜样,
and you see Jesus' example,
那看实际上救恩是怎么被安排出来的,
and you also think about how the salvation plan came about.
也就是说，你看主耶稣是怎么被钉十字架,
for example, how Jesus died on the cross.
然后他现在从他的肋旁流出血跟水这个泉源,
and from his abdomen it came out of water and blood.
要相信，基本上是要接受洗礼。
And if you believe, then you have to be baptized.
那接受洗礼, 那你到圣经整个意思去看来, 就是在那个活水里面, 去按照主所交代的, 啊, 圣灵所启示的, 全身入浸, 去受罪洗礼。
From the teachings of the Bible, then we have to be fully immersed into the water to be washed away of our sins.
这个全备的福音在圣经各地方, 要把它,
This gospel is combined together from different parts of the Bible.
但是当人去信心以后,
but when a person loses their faith,
你也可以就很容易, 比如说你转, 翻到罗马书第十章第九节, 口里相信, 心里承认, 啊, 心里承认, 啊, 心里相信, 口里承认, 你就可以得救了。
And if we lose faith, then you can use Romans chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 9. It says that as long as you confess in your mouth and believe in your heart, then you'll be saved.
当然也说这个就有圣经根据啊。
They also said that there's biblical recordings.
但是有关于得救是照圣经原来的意思在讲吗？不是。
But according to salvation, is this according to what that said? No.
它并不是照神的话明白讲。 就照样讲, 不是,
that person did not speak according to exactly what God says, but they changed it.
故意忽略一部分, 然后去强调某一部分而已, 这个叫做不完备,
they purposely ignore a certain part and emphasize it. Another part, this is called incomplete.
那这样的做法会得神喜欢吗? 不会。
Will this action be pleasing to God? No.
所以我们注意看,
so when we look carefully,
你看今天各教会很多, 他们也有很多所谓的神迹嘛,
And in different church, they also have a so-called miracle.
我们学生也问了一个问题, 为什么那基督教会他们也是有神迹啊?
And a student asked, other churches also have miracles.
没有错啊, 因为他一样在求告主耶稣基督。
That's true because they also pray to Jesus.
他说我对主有信心, 祷告也会有体验。
If they believe in God and they pray, they will have experiences.
因为他也是敬拜这个独一的神, 没有错啊。
Because they also worship this one true God.
那主的应许是 是普遍性的, 你相信人就可以得到。
And God's promise is to all, and if you believe, you will receive it.
但是如果你注意看,
but if you look carefully,
有哪一个教会 曾经在洗礼的时候看过异象?
Which church have actually seen visions during baptism.
在洗礼的同时，神迹发生。
That at the same time of baptism there is miracles.
或者在洗礼起来的时候得圣灵，像圣经所记载主耶稣一样。
Or when they came out of the water, they received Holy Spirit.
而且得圣灵还是讲灵言的哦。
Like Jesus, and when they received the Holy Spirit, is speaking in tongues.
没有，就在圣书教会。
That no other church other than true Jesus.
你看，在办圣餐的时候。
For example, when we are holding Holy Communion.
你看其他教会有曾经听过说他在圣餐当中看过异象吗？
Has any church described that they have seen visions during Holy Communion?
他们也有可能说有神医哦，有什么医治大会啊，哇，按手就听就好了。
They may say that they have a healing session where when they lay hands on someone, they were healed.
我们就不要去想太多说，那是装的，没有，我们就相信是真的，按手就好。
We do not have to think too much to say that, oh, it's fake, but we just believe that.
或者是困难，祷告完就解决了，是的。
That when they lay hands, they were healed, and when they prayed for their troubles, it went away.
但是我们要注意，这个神迹也可以从另外一个能力来的。
We have to be careful because this type of miracles can also come from another power.
魔鬼也可以行神迹啊。
Satan can also perform miracles.
应该是说魔鬼可以行奇事的，不能说他行神迹了。
Satan can perform wondrous signs.
对，他可以做一些事情让你觉得很讶异的。
He can perform things that would shock us.
但是捡异象，在洗礼的时候出现异象，保险的异象，这个就是属灵的，这不是物质上的好处而已啊。
But during baptism to be able to see a vision, this is not just physical benefits.
所以在真教会，你看这个就是特别的。
So we know that this is only
多少教会，我们在哪，在几乎在每个地方，在洗礼的那个时候，天气很不好，这样状况实在是很不适合洗礼。主耶稣就给我们安排一个意想不到的好天气，让你执行洗礼完毕之后开始下大雨，不然就是风暴，什么都来了，但是洗礼的时候都没事。
Only in True Jesus Church, and for example, many churches have described that when they were performing water baptism, it was good weather, but right after water baptism, it starts to storm or rain.
这是因为我们照样讲是得到神的喜欢的。
Because as we speak according to the gospel, it is pleasing to God.
那这个就不是为了利益了。
And this is no longer seeking for our own benefit.
所以他说他不是在用场面的话去讨人喜欢。
And that's why he said that he's not using words to please men.
那他也没有说因为遇到逼迫就退缩的。
And he did not stop because of persecution.
你看他第二节就这样讲啊。
That's what he said in verse 2.
在腓立比是这样子，在帖撒罗尼迦也是这样。
That he suffered and were treated like this in Philippi, and it's the same in Thessalonica.
因为这个困难的时候，就是体验神能力的机会了。
Because during sufferings is when you experience the power of God.
我们的学生也问了一个问题。
And the students also asked another question.
奇怪了，为什么我们现在这机会听道理的时候，听到那些神迹哦、见证哦，都是在中国啦，在亚洲啦，不是发生在我们美国、加拿大？奇怪，为什么？
They asked that why is it that every single time when we listen to a miracle, it happens in China or in Taiwan, but not in North America.
不然就是说啊，是前几十年前，好像古时候的故事一样。
Or they say that it happened many years ago, like an ancient story.
其实有，是我们没有听到而已，很多了。
Actually, there is. It's just that we haven't heard of them yet.
在我们自己加拿大，在美国。最近都有许多神迹发生的。
And in Canada and America, there are many miracles that happened recently.
只是有时候我们如果没有在注意，比如教会的刊物啦、所登载的啦，或者是我们网络上所弟兄姐妹见证啊，你就听听看啊，其他教会的这些见证啊，你就听不到，那你就觉得说好像都没有什么神迹啊。
Maybe we aren't following closely with the publications or with the sermons online, then.Won't be able to hear some of these.
有时候要听一听其他的教会弟兄姐妹他们的见证。
Sometimes we have to listen to other churches, brothers and sisters, their testimony.
我们当地自己教会没有什么神迹奇事，在其他地方可能很多哦。
Perhaps in our local church we do not experience many testimony miracles, but in other churches they might have.
问题是说为什么普遍性听到的时候好像都是其他地方呢？跟以前的事。
But why is it that mostly we hear testimonies from far off or from a long time ago.
其实不是神的膀臂缩短。
It's not because that God's arm is shortened.
也不是说神就不照顾这里啊。
Or that God is not taking care of here.
原因之一就是 我们这里生活太舒服，我们有太多资源可以用了。
One of the reasons is that our life is so comfortable and we have so much resources.
就好像今天就一个小小感冒就好了。
For instance, just a tiny cold.
不要说感冒，还没感冒，就是像现在冬天，就叫流行感冒的季节，对不对？
Let's not even talk about cold. Or before cold, in the winter, there's a flu season.
就有好多人说要去打预防针啊。
Many people say that they have to go get the flu shot.
打预防针，你打下去就不会生病了哈。
When you get the flu shot, then you will.
其实也不一定，有时候一打下去本来没事，一打下去反而生病了。
But there's some.
我们就有一个弟兄真的是这样子啊。
But sometimes when you get the you were okay before the flu shot, but you got sick after.
我就跟他说你好傻。
And I there was a brother that this happened to him, and I told him.
你都还没碰到你就先怕了，但当然你看你就把那个我说你打那预防针，是把那个病毒打进去让你身体里面啊，你本来不会感染，现在打进去刚好。
I told him that he was very foolish because originally he would not be infected by the virus, but when the flu shot is injecting those type of viruses into your body.
所以我们避免说不要生病嘛，我们就采取一些预防措施。
Because we don't want to get sick, so we will take precautions.
所以没有机会让主耶稣工作啊。
And we don't even have chance for God to work.
如果你知道说啊，现在是流行感冒季节了。
And for example, if we know that flu season is coming up.
那我们做什么？
What can we
我们不是说去西战神说我很勇敢，我很强壮，没有啊。
We would not say that, oh, I'm very strong and I'm very brave.
我们知道说要怎么保养顾惜我们自己的身体。
We know how to take care of our own bodies.
那这个时候，我们既然知道这个是危险的时候，要怎么办？加强祷告啊。
And since we know that this time is a dangerous time, then what should we do? We should pray even more.
主耶稣帮助我们。
So that God can help us.
关主应许他的百姓什么意思？
God promised his people, what does that mean?
你看他当初跟以色列百姓也是这样应许啊。
And originally he also promised in the exact same way to the Israelites.
那在我们前面没有时间，现在不要翻，你自己去看出埃及记跟申命记。
We don't have time, but you can look at Exodus and at Deuteronomy.
神跟百姓说。
And God told the disciples. 申命记28章，
你如果遵守的话。
God told the people that if you do my commandments,
埃及人他们那些疾病，各种奇奇怪怪的病都不会发生在你身上的。
And that the sicknesses of the Egyptians will not happen to you.
所以，其实我们就是因为很多资源，所以我们有一个长老说，因为我们剥夺了神行神迹的机会了。
And because we have so much resources, an elder had said that we have stolen away the opportunity for God to do miracles.
舍不得让神来做工啊。
We are not willing for God to do work.
我们有太多资源可以用，我们有很好的医疗设备，所以可以靠那地方，当然就是靠祷告还简单哦。
Because we have so much medical resources, it's so much easier to pray.
所以这个就是今天我们为什么这个体验减少的原因。
This is why we have less experiences today.
因为我们有太多可以依靠，除了神之外。
Because we have so much other things to rely on other than God.
但是过去资源比较少，科技没那么发达，很多时候我们碰到问题、碰到疾病，祷告。
But in the olden times, when the technology is not as advanced, and they can only rely on God.
所以逼迫到了怎么办
？So when the persecution comes, what should we do?
保罗也可以选择说回家。
Paul can also choose to go home.
太危险了。
He may say it's too dangerous.
但是他没有他。坚持继续传。
But he did not. He continued to preach.
这个时候更加祷告靠神。
And he prayed even more to rely on God.
弟兄姐妹也帮他祷告。
And the brothers and sisters also interceded for him.
结果就这样，在困难逼迫当中，教会却一个一个建立。
And at this time of persecution, the church was established one by one.
这个叫做讨神喜欢。
And this is called pleasing to God.
所以现在神的工作基本上是看我们对他的依赖有多深。
In the works of God, God is testing us how much patience we have with him.
那保罗他自己 做一个福音的工人，他建设了教会。
Perseverance and for as Paul as a worker, he established church.
因为他很清楚的知道他是基督的使徒。
Because he knew that he knows that he is the apostle of God.
你看第二章第六节。
In chapter 2:6,
他说他本来是可以叫人得荣，是可以虽然可以叫人尊重，但是他却没有向别人求荣耀。
And he said that he could actually ask for respect from others, but then he did not seek glory from men.
因为他说他是基督的使徒。
Because he knows that he is the apostle of God.
是代表主耶稣的。
That he represents God.
主耶稣在世上哈，
And when God is on earth,
他是柔和谦卑的。
He is humble and gentle.
他从来不求人的荣耀的。
He did not seek glory from men.
你看他这是为了要完成神的救恩而已。
And his purpose was only to complete the salvation.
所以就算这样是被控告啊，这样被鞭打，一句话都不讲。
And no matter if he was falsely accused or whipped, he did not say a word.
现在保罗他就是代表主。
But Paul now he's representing God.
所以他就用这样的一样的心在。侍奉教会。
So he used the exact same mentality attitude to serve God.
那除了之外，你看接下去第七节，他特别说，他在教会里面存温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
Verse 7 says that they were gentle among them, just as nursing mother.
哦，是把这个教会建立洗礼之后，像好像出生婴孩要不断的这样子喂养他的。
After he had established a church, they're like a newborn baby where he has to constantly nurture it.
你看这个母亲，如果能够仔细、谨慎呢、用心的照顾孩子，那个孩子的成长各方面都会比较好。
When a mother is carefully taking care of a child, then this child will be able to grow up better.
这个家庭里面，这个母亲的角色很关键。
And in a family, the role of the mother is very important.
我们现在最近，我们不知道这里有没有这个现象。我们现在很多家庭姐妹也都很忙，都没有时间照顾家庭。
I don't know if it's the case in here, but there are some sisters who are so busy that they cannot take care of their families.
有时候学生他们到学生联会的时候一起生活就看出他们的那个生活的教育跟他们在家里的生活模式实际上是有改进的空间。
During student spiritual convocation, we can see that some of the students they need improvement in their life.
比如说，孩子他有时候到教会来参加活动，教会的饭菜很好吃。
For example, when the students come to take part of the church activities, they would say that the church food is very good.
你有没有觉得在教会吃饭很好吃？
Will you feel that the food at church is very good?
跟你在家吃饭不一样，对不对？
It's very different from how.
所以很简单啊，就是两个菜而已啊。但是就是觉得说，哇，到教会菜都特别特别好吃，可以吃很多。
Even though it's very simple, we have very simple food, but they can eat a lot.
这是因为在教会里面你吃饭，这些妈妈们都是把爱心放下去的。
Because the food that we eat, the mothers have put abundant love in it.
特别把这个时间拨出来侍奉我们。
They especially take out their time to serve.
都是出于爱来做的。
It is all out of love.
不是尽义务的。
It is not because of their responsibility.
所以就很多学生到实验年会的时候都很高兴，因为教会的饭很好吃。
And that's why the students really like to come to spiritual convocation because they have the food is really good.
又加上有时候要进食。
And on top of that, sometimes they have to fast.
所以，如果进食，然后之后下一餐，哇，他们就很饿，吃很多东西。
When they fast a meal, the next meal they eat a lot.
那有的孩子吃太多了。
And some students may eat too much.
那就去了解说为什么会这样子。
And we will try to understand why this is so.
原来啊，其实他们有时候在家里在平常在家的时候，妈妈都太忙，没有办法做饭。
Actually, sometimes in their own homes, the mother is too busy so that she doesn't cook.
时常孩子回家的时候，妈妈是不在家的。
Sometimes when the children go home, the mother is not home.
那结果呢？孩子肚子饿，他就随便吹零食啊 ，cheap 拼命吃，然后 cook 一直灌啊。
When the child is hungry, they would eat a lot of chips and junk food.
那所以他就没有得到一个真正好的营养了。
So they are not very well nourished.
那也没有真的说有固定的跟家一起吃饭。
They also don't have a time for family meals.
通常都是孩子随便吃一吃，肚子饿了，然后时间到就睡觉，可能父母亲还没有回家呢。
Usually, sometimes, the children will eat whatever they find and they go to sleep, but then the parents are not home yet.
就是因为很忙碌。
Because that their parents are very busy.
那孩子呢，基本上他很多的生活习惯就没有被教育。
And because of this, many of the habits of life, the children is not.
但是如果一个家庭他这个妈妈真的是用心在照顾孩子，会以家庭为主的、为中心的。
But in a family, when a mother is taking care of the family, then she will put it as.
就看到这个孩子来到教会就非常规矩啊。
You can see that the child is very proper in church.
该吃的、该什么时候该吃饭、该做什么事，他就很有秩序。
When they are very orderly in when they have to eat or other aspects.
教会上课的时候应该做什么？每件事情 都是看起来哇，这个在主里成长的孩子非常不一样。
They also know very well when to what they have to do in class time and so forth.
这就是今天一个家庭需要有温柔的母亲在乳养孩子，一样在教会也需要有这样的一个工人在照顾神的家。
This is why in a family they have to have a nursing mother to take care of the family, and same with the church.
那所以保罗他的角色是多重多方面的。
So his role is a multifaceted.
他是那个带众的，对不对？他是传福音，把这个道理传下去的。
He's the one who plants the seed. He's the one who preaches the gospel.
他其实也是在浇灌。
But he's also the one who waters.
那他浇灌是用像母亲的温柔心在做的。
And when he waters, he waters with the heart of a nursing mother.
照顾这些出生的婴孩长大。
To take care of the newborn baby so that they can grow.
要给他们这个纯正完美的道理。
You want to give them the full and complete truth.
所以你看，保罗他在照顾教会，他给孩子那个营养都是最完美的啦。
When Paul is nursing the church, he always gives them the complete nourishment.
从主耶稣领受的完美的道理。
From the complete truth that he has received from Christ.
那这个教会就健壮了。
And that's why the church will be able to grow strong.
在他的书信里面，几个教会都是非常超模范的。
That's why, and many of his letters, some of the churches are good examples.
你看帖撒罗尼迦教会。
For example, the church in Thessalonica.
腓立比教会。
The church in Philippi.
就是他当初在这个时候所建设的哦。
These are all churches that he has established during this time.
都非常不同啊。
They are all very different.
因为他们这个道理哦就很坚定。
Because they're very firm in the truth.
在患难当中可以站立得住。
And they're able to stand firm in persecution.
那同时，那个每一个教会一定都有问题的。
Similarly, in every church, there will definitely be problems.
就像每一个家，家家都有一本难念的经呢，每一个家都有它的难处是别人不知道的。
Just like every family has its own problems.
对不对？我们每一个家都有我们自己知道的问题啊。
In every family, we know that they have their own problems.
但是有问题怎么办？
And what happens when we have problems?
用真理解决。
We have to solve it through the truth.
所以要用真理做标准。
We have to use the truth as a foundation.
那这个时候就要扮演那个好像在劝勉人的角色了。
And we have to use a role of encouraging.
你看保罗他二章第十一节说。
That's it in.
看二章第十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
请读十一节。
Verse 11.As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children. 12. That you walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
他说他是用劝勉的、安慰的、嘱咐、吩咐他应该做什么。他是很用心在引导他们走在神道理上。
And he exhorted them and comforted them so that they can walk worthy of God.
好像父亲带儿女一样。
Just like how a father does to his own children.
一般父亲扮演的角色就是这样子，叫硬嘛二三。
Usually the role of the father is very strict, and you have to one is one.
其实现在也不一定是父亲，有时候妈妈反而是非常严。
And sometimes nowadays it may not just be the father, but mothers are pretty strict.
但是就是以真理为标准在。教导的了。
But you have to use the truth as the foundation to teach them.
那这个就是规劝，有错误要用真理把它导正。
Now when there is problems, you have to use the truth to correct them.
那这个时候一定会遇到这样的，好像在更正当中会冲突啊，会心里面不愉快，但是要能够为真理站得住。
But at this time, there may be an unsatisfaction, but you have to stand firm and use the truth to correct.
就好像我们成长的过程当中，我们都曾经被我们的父母亲管教过。
Just like when we are growing up, we have all been rebuked or corrected.
被管教的时候都很不舒服的。
Corrected by our parents, and when we are corrected, we do not feel good.
我们在座的小朋友，你还记得你的父母亲什么时候管教你吗？你还记得吗？
Fellow students, do you still remember when your parents corrected you?
有没有被打过？
Have you been beat before?
啊、你还记得当时候你的感觉如何
？Do you still remember how you felt at that time？
我就记得我以前曾经被我妈修理过。
I remember once I was beaten by my mother。
为什么
？Why？
安排叫我去做那个家事，我没有做，我跑去看电视了。
She told me to do certain chores and I didn't do it. And I went to watch television.
她回来发现说我什么事情没有做。
And when she comes home, she saw that I didn't do anything.
那时候我可能小学生的时候。
And at that time, I was probably still in elementary.
她棍子拿起来就修理我了，哇，被打得好痛。
She took up her stick and she started beating me, and I was very painful.
那个时代，父母亲打孩子应该的，这个不会，绝对不会有问题，也不会想说会被人家告。没有这个考虑。
In that time, the parents beating the children is a very normal thing, and they don't have to be worried. They don't have to worry about being sued.
被打的人就知道说自己做错事啊。
And the person who is beaten, they know that they have done something wrong.
结果这样一打完之后，下一次都不敢了。
And when I was beaten next time, I do not dare to do this.
可是当时候是不是很痛苦？可是事后却结出好的果子，因为我们就知道说那个规则要遵守。
Even though at that time it was very painful, but afterwards I knew the rule.
所以要用真理规范，要让孩子走在正路上。这个时候需要很坚定，所以孩子哭不可以说啊、哦，好可怜啊、哦，不会。我妈妈打我的时候，她是镇定的，就是说她真的是要孩子改变的。
When my mother was beating me, she was very strict, and she did not waver because she knew that I had to change.
因为他知道如果没有修理，以后这个孩子就没糟糕了。
Because she knew that if this child is not corrected, then in the future he will walk.
真的是出于爱管教儿女了。
This is out of love.
那你看这个那个时候很痛苦，但是事后就像圣经说的，结出这个平安的果子。
Even though at that time it was very painful, but in the end we grew fruit of peace.
这个就是保罗他做一个教会的工人，他的精神跟他的方法。
And this is the attitude and method of Paul as a worker.
那要让所有人最后都能够对得起神。
And he wanted so that in the end these people can come boldly to God.
第十二节说
，Verse 12 it says，
我们行事为人都对得起主，然后最后我们可以被他迎接进入他荣耀的国度里。
12 that they can walk worthy of God and then and go into His own kingdom and glory.
这就是今天保罗他所告诉我们的中心的工人，他建设教会的时候，他所留下的榜样。
This is an example that Paul has left us as a faithful worker of God.
愿主带领我们。
Make the Lord guide us.
我们从圣经里面的这些道理啊，能够得到一些提醒。
That we may be able to be reminded of the truth in the Bible.
那我们教会里面这些年轻的子弟都能够在主里成长，将来也能够成为耶稣在各地方所用的中心的工人。
That the young brothers and sisters may grow up and be used by God in various parts.
那就一起来祷告，结束今天晚上的聚会。
Now we're about to pray to conclude today's service.
继续为剩下的学生灵会祷告。
Let us continue to pray for the rest of SSC.
让我们都在求圣灵的这些学员呢，他们能够不灰心，更专心的祷告，将利用这剩下的时间呢，来得到更大的造就。
That the brothers and sisters who are still praying for the Holy Spirit may be strengthened and use the rest of the time to pray more earnestly.
我们家长的祷告代祷很关键的。
The intercession of the parents are very key.
我们如果我们孩子在这里接受学年会的训练呢，家长在家里要为他们祷告。
When the students are here receiving the lessons from church, that the parents should pray.
他们如果还在求圣灵的，我们父母亲更要用心为他们祷告。
And when if your children are still praying for the Holy Spirit, the parents would have to pray even more earnestly.
那这样子，我们的孩子啊，他定会更专心。当他们有体验的时候，我们父母亲会非常的欢喜。
That the when the students have experience in prayer, then the parents would be
同心祷告。